Hello students, welcome to module 4 of surface areas and volumes of class 10 mathematics. In the previous module, we discussed conversion of solid from one shape to another. In this module, we will learn about a solid which is formed when a part of the solid is removed from it and the solid left over is different in the shape from the solid taken and the part of the solid removed from it. We consider a cone. From it, upper part is removed by cutting it parallel to the base. The part removed is also in the shape of cone but of smaller size. The part which is left over is called frustum of a cone. The most common example of this is glass or bucket whose top and bottom have different radii. The volume of frustum of a cone is obtained by subtracting the volume of removed part from the volume of cone taken initially. The curved surface area of frustum of a cone is obtained by subtracting the CSA of cone removed from the CSA of cone taken initially. The TSA of frustum of a cone is the sum of CSA of frustum and the area of top and bottom circular face. The formula used in solving problems based on frustum of a cone. A smaller radius is taken as R1, greater radius as R2 and height of the cone as h. The slant height L is under root h square plus R2 minus R1 whole square. CSA of frustum of a cone is pi into R1 plus R2 into L. TSA of frustum of cone is pi R1 plus R2 into L plus pi into R1 square plus R2 square. Volume of frustum of a cone is 1 by 3 pi h into R1 square plus R2 square plus R1 into R2. This knowledge can be used to calculate the capacity or volume of a container in the shape of frustum and to determine the area of metal sheet required to make it. So by using the above formulae, we can easily solve the problems based on this. Thank you.